Talking specifically about this year's summer doubles,、mm-hmm. what do you think are some of the highlights? You know, how do you evaluate this year's summer doubles here in Dalian?
First of all, a big highlight was, of course, the speech of the Premier.That is one that we all looked forward to, and all our members and constituents, I think, were very pleased and very excited by the speech of the Premier, which really underlined the dynamism and the potential and the resilience of the Chinese economy, and it was truly a highlight of the meeting. And there's a range of highlights. We had a very, very strong program on China's economy and China's future growth path.We looked at a broad spectrum from really what does the new normal mean, what reforms will take place in China in the next coming months, what does it mean for business, that's always very important at our meetings. But we also looked at some of the bigger strategies. We had an opportunity to talk about the future of the internet with Jack Ma, a session which has drawn a lot of attention. We had the opportunity to talk about manufacturing and the manufacturing plans of the Premier.We also had a session which focused specifically on One Belt, One Road strategy. So we really covered some of those strategic initiatives and helped our audience understand what the opportunities are. But this meeting is, as you say, rightly so, focusing much more on science, technology, innovation, also sustainability than the Winter Davos, which is more focusing on macroeconomics and politics. And here we had a range of highlights.I don't know if you've seen the robots exhibition outside in the hallways. We really gave people the possibility to explore what some of those technologies are going to do. So we really look at the role of robots as companions, as teammates, and as heroes. So we look at robots which go into disaster areas to do rescue, search and rescue and recovery work, but we also look at robots which will move into the workplace, which will be used in factories, but also at home to care for elderly people, for instance. And for me, this was personally a highlight because I'm very excited about technology.
During different sessions, of course, we've seen a wide range of areas, including robotics. You've mentioned about very exciting technologies there, and also it covers some areas, including the Chinese and the world's economic landscape. When I attended some of the sessions, I view some of the recommendations or strategies very exciting, and I think people are looking forward to it. But how, you know, when do you think is the time to implement them to really serve and benefit the international community?
So in that case, it's really worth mentioning that the World Economic Forum is not a conference organizer. So the forum is a community-based organization. So people who are coming to our conferences, they are engaged throughout the entire year. They cannot implement it alone. Ultimately, they can only implement it in partnership. I think that's the secret of Davos. This is not a place where we will decide things.Because the value of this platform is for people to synchronize their thinking, to update their beliefs of where this world should go, and then to create a partnership and to say, okay, I trust you, you trust me, I think it's time to do something together, to be entrepreneurial in the spirit of improving the state of the world. I think this is the value that we bring.